Hey everyone, welcome to the Gatorade Between the Lines post-game report. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Mike Wobshaw. After the Vikings' 32-31 victory over the San Francisco 49ers, a dramatic one as Taylor Heinicke guides the offense down the field, scores a touchdown, and then runs in a two-point conversion himself for the victory. An exciting way to end the third preseason game.
That's not the A topic. You know what it is?
What?
Let's back up a little bit so Nate Vaughn can see it. Wobby and I coordinated outfits. Black shoes, same color pants, basically, and same shirts. You see, that's what PA and the patch do for the third preseason game. We don't do that for the other preseason games. The third one, it's really important. And by the way, with it being really important, with all due respect to everybody involved, I think the offense and defense early in the game is going to have to play dramatically better if you're going to win a bunch of games during the 2017 season. So no blanket statements on how the whole thing's going to work out. But Brian Hoyer, who I actually think is a lot better than a lot of people around the NFL do. I've kind of always liked Brian Hoyer. I mean, he just went zipping through that defense. Offensively speaking, we didn't score a touchdown again, so plenty on which to work up to the Saints game.
Too many mistakes on offense and defense in the first half. The Vikings had four negative yardage plays in their first 10 plays from scrimmage. Not good enough. Too many chunk plays allowed on defense. Let's talk about some things, though, that we liked in this game. And we'll start with the individual whom you guys termed as the continental jewel of the game, yeah. Jerick McKinnon.
Well, there are open positions within this Vikings team. Now, maybe not a ton with the starting offense or defense. Quite honestly, I really don't think there are many, if any, available there. Maybe on the offensive line a little bit. But I don't think it can be disputed. The first kick returner job is open. And Jerick McKinnon grabbed that thing tonight, went 107. Granted, against not San Francisco's first teams on special teams, but nevertheless, he still did it.
Yep.
So Jerick, I thought, had a lot of pop to his game tonight. That was cool. I thought Antoine Exum had some really good moments defensively, seemed to be in the right place the majority of the time. And this is a common thread through every preseason game. He didn't have a sack tonight, might not have had a TFL, but this rookie Jaleel Johnson can play.
Yeah.
Certainly not speaking for the team or the general manager. I'd be shocked if he didn't make the active 53. And you know what? I think he's the kind of guy who's going to play too.
Speaking of rookies, how about these rookie wide receivers that we have showing up again tonight? Stacy Coley, 4 catches, 76 yards.
Yeah.
Rodney Adams, 2 catches, 29 yards, including a 9-yard touchdown and a 32-yard punt return to set up the game-winning drive, the rookie wide receivers.
Yeah, it was a big night for Rodney. You know, Rodney looked like he had some good pop off the line of scrimmage. He had a bad fumble in that Seattle game, and I think he probably got down on himself. Stacy Coley, of those two receivers, has looked like more of the polished receiver, for my money, between the two. So I think we did okay there with Adams deep in the draft and Coley right at the end of the draft. Also, from a from an under-the-radar standpoint, I thought Northwestern defensive end Ifeati Odenigbo had some really good moments tonight, too. Yeah.
Marshall Kane hit a 58-yarder. He did miss later.
That?
But he hit a 58-yarder, 3-for-3 on PATs, handled all the kickoffs with 4 touchbacks. I like that. And I'm going to go back to the first-team offense. All was not lost on this night. When protected, I thought Bradford looked really good, actually. Diggs had 2 drops on really good throws from Sam. Thielen had 5 catches for 50 yards, and Treadwell had 2 long receptions. I thought Sam looked pretty good despite lots of pressure.
I completely agree with you. The problem I would have with that statement is a lot of what I saw early in the game tonight looked a lot like last season when we were in tight games or losing games. Sam Bradford is an upper echelon quarterback who can complete 71% of his passes for an NFL record. There just were some moments against San Francisco's first defense where there were some guys that were getting pushed back. You had Diggs with a couple of uncharacteristic bad drops. That's the only way to put it. They were bad drops. I thought Treadwell looked pretty good this evening. And you know what? You off the radio and Bursich on the radio, flagship KFAN, made a really good point early in the game tonight. This was a game, for whatever the reason, without Kyle Rudolph. And when you take Kyle Rudolph out of the equation, you are taking a major, major option for Sam Bradford out of the equation, and it allows defenders to do different things to what you want to do. So I think that was a sneaky omission this evening.
The Vikings win 32-31. Their final preseason game will be this week. It's Thursday night right here in this building, kickoff 7 p.m. It's against the Miami Dolphins. Jay Cutler their new quarterback. We don't expect to see him playing, although he might, because he just signed there.
It'd be cool if he played.
One of our old buddies, maybe we'll get to see Jay Cutler and Adam Gase, their head coach. For now, though, that's going to do it. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for continuous post-game coverage from the Vikings' 32-31 victory. On behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Wobby, and that's it for the Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade.